Maseches Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. In the first Mishnah, we mentioned that there are five people, and that if they separate Truma, it does not work even B'diavad. This Mishnah lists five people that L'chachila should not take off Truma, but B'diavad it works. Mishnah Vav, Chamisha, there are five people, Lo Yitraimu, that L'chachila, they shouldn't separate Truma, Vim Tarmu, but if they do separate it, Trumas and Truma, the Truma is valid, it works. These five people are Ha'ilim, someone who's mute, he cannot speak, but he is able to hear. Otherwise, he would be in the first list that would be excluded, even B'diavad. He is able to hear, but he just cannot speak. Not being able to speak makes it he can't make the bracha, and so it's not l'chachila for him to separate. But B'machshava alone, with just his thoughts, he's able to designate the Truma, and B'diavad it would work. V'hashikr, someone who is drunk. The Rav says that this is someone who's Eina yachol ladaber lefnei hamelach machmas shikrusei, someone who can't speak in front of a king, he's not able to present himself properly in front of a king. That level of being drunk is considered enough that l'chachila he should not separate truma, and this is because he's not going to be able to separate the good. He's supposed to be terem in ayafa, separate the good produce for the truma, and he won't be able to. V'ha'arim, someone who's undressed, and this is because of a bracha's problem. He can't make a bracha if he's undressed. It's learned from the pasuk v'layira b'cha ervas davar. And so again, since it's a problem in the bracha, it's only l'chachili he should not separate, but b'diavad it will work. V'hasuma, someone who's blind, he won't be able to be barrier terim in a yafa. He won't be able to pick out the good produce for the truma. U'balkeri, and the Balkari, this is in the time of Takanas Ezra. So we discussed this in the Mishnais and Masechtas Brachas, that Ezra was Misakin, that a Balkari shouldn't learn Davin or make Brachas until he's Tevel in a Mikvah. And this Mishnah was during that time period while Takanas Ezra was still a standing. Later it was retracted. And then this wouldn't be an issue, but at this time period in the Mishnayos, a Balkari was not able to make the bracha until he was tevel in a mikvah. And therefore, all these five people, lo yitraimu, they shouldn't take off truma, v'im tarmu. If they did do it, b'diavad, trumas and truma, their truma works. Mishnah Zayin. Midaraisa, in the Torah, there's no shear for truma, and even a little bit that's taken off will exempt a very large amount of grain. However, midarabanan, a shear was given. The exact shear is discussed in the fourth parak, if it's 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, depending on the generosity of the person giving. That's going to be discussed in the fourth parak. The Mishnah over here discusses how one would go about separating it. And it says, the Mishnah Zayin, Ein Tarmin, Loi B'mida, V'loi B'mishka, V'loi B'minyan. When one's separating Truma, it had to be done by estimation. Therefore, it couldn't be done Loi B'mida, not by size, V'loi B'mishka, not by weight, V'loi B'minyan, and not by counting. It wasn't supposed to be an exact amount separated. It was supposed to be estimation, and that's learned from the Pasuk. The Rav brings the pasuk says, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem." It'll be considered for your truma. Nechshav chishev has some sort has the implication that it's a estimation, and therefore it's not supposed to be a measured separation. Avol terim hu as hamadet v'sashakol v'samani. But he's allowed to take truma from a pile of produce that the produce that he's taking from was measured, weighed, or counted. He's allowed to know how much the produce is that he's separating from to help him estimate how much he should separate from it. But the small amount that he's selecting for the truma, he can't measure. Also, ein tarmin besal uvekupa shehem shalmida. He shouldn't use a basket or a box that are have set measurements, basically a measuring cup, something that's marked so that he knows the exact same measuring measurements of how full it is, how much that's going to be, so he shouldn't use those, even if he's not calculating the measurement, because this will give an appearance to other people that he's measuring, and that one is allowed to measure the truma that he's separating, therefore he can't use these things. But he is allowed to use them if he doesn't fill them up to the top. He's only filling it up halfway or a third of the way. So he's not filling up the measuring to the full measurement of this measuring cup. So then that would be okay because it doesn't look like he's measuring anything because he's not filling up the full measurements. However, la yitrim b'sa chetzia, shechetzia mida. But the saw measuring tool, there had this special container that was used to measure the saw measurement. That one shouldn't be used at half fill because generally this measuring thing also had a marker by the half fill line and it was also a way of measuring. And even if this one doesn't, but since they generally did, it would give the appearance again that he was measuring even if he's only filling this container halfway full, because they usually have a marker also at that point. And so this too would give the impression that he's measuring, and one would allow to measure the truma. Therefore, it can't be used to separate his truma.